This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iraqi security services say a rocket was fired Sunday into Baghdad's Green Zone, which houses government offices and embassies, days after the United States evacuated staff from Iraq, citing security threats from Iran. Iraqi officials said the rocket did not cause any casualties. It wasn't immediately clear who was behind the attack. But tensions between the United States and Iran have been high since Washington withdrew last year from an international nuclear deal between Iran and a coalition of world powers. Earlier this month, the U.S. dispatched an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to the region, as well as an amphibious assault ship and a Patriot missile battery. On Wednesday, it ordered the withdrawal of non-essential personnel from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad and the consulate in northern Iraq, citing imminent threats from Iranian-backed armed groups. Meanwhile, Democrat Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii said on ABC's This Week Sunday that she believes the Trump administration is setting the stage for war with Iran. The Iraq War veteran and member of the House Armed Services Committee said there are multiple reasons not to enter into renewed conflict in the region.
People in the Trump administration trying to create a pretext or an excuse for us to go to war against Iran, a war that would actually undermine our national security, cost us countless American lives, cost civilian lives across the region, exacerbate the refugee crisis in Europe, and it would actually make us less safe by strengthening terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
At least 16 people were injured in a blast targeting a bus near Egypt's Giza pyramids on Sunday. Most of the injured appear to be tourists. South African nationals were among the foreigners hurt, but there were no reports of any deaths. This is VOA News.